Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to call to order the Capital Planning Commission meeting of January 20th, 2021. If we could all make start the pledge to the flag behind Mr. Garofalo's right ear. I pledge allegiance to the flag to America,
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible,
Mr. Secretary, roll call, please.
Mr. Zekin, Mayor Zekin, Mr. DiMartino,
here.
Ms. DeGennaro, Mr. Sampson,
here.
Mr. Butler, you have to unmute. Hit the space bar.
Jim, space bar.
The record should reflect that Mr. Butler is here, but he is muted. So is when he.
There he goes.
How about now?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you. Ms. Sepcik?
Here.
Mr. Gilday? The record should reflect there is a quorum present, and the meeting was called to order at 6:03 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Mr. Sampson and board members, since our last meeting, what we did on the attachment that was sent, and I think
the record should also reflect that Mr. McCliver, the interim finance director, is on the meeting, as well as Mr. David Taylor, who is the new interim finance director, for introductory purposes for those who were not introduced to him. He started today, it's his first day, so we want to just welcome him to the City Hall, and you know that there's
right from the frying pan into the fire. Welcome, Mr. Taylor.
Welcome, Mr. Taylor.
Hi, thank you.
So what the attachment that was sent out tonight is again a draft for talking purposes. And what we tried to do following last meeting was take the request that we had submitted, which was 1.66 million, and break it out into what would be eligible for one of four categories. The first category would be the part of the annual capital appropriation that the tax board makes, which is about 200,000. Then what would be eligible for LOSIP? LOSIP being the local capital improvement plan, keeping in mind, we can't do Board of Education with LOSIP, we can't do vehicles with LOSIP, and it has to be improvements to public buildings or emergency communication. The next category would be what would be an item that we could possibly lease, like we always lease the fire trucks, or we always lease the ambulance, or we always lease public work trucks. And then what would be something that might be considered for debt, being a long-term financing other than leasing, where we have to go out and borrow money in the market. That would be if we were going to be doing, you know, 500,000 or greater in improvements to one or two locations. So what was sent out was then we got some feedback from some board members. So what you have tonight is, again, each of the department requests are in the 2021 column. And then we kind of slid things into the one of the four buckets to help you facilitate, you know, what you could and could not do. What I'd like to do is just, like, I'll take, for example, the senior center. So the first two items, the senior center wanted a fire rated door and they wanted painting of the foyer. So painting of the foyer is not eligible for LOSIP. It wouldn't be prudent to lease since it's really a labor intense project and we wouldn't borrow money for it. So we're saying that is something that would or should come out of the annual appropriation from the tax board. The new fire rated door is something that would be eligible for LOSIP because it's an improvement, it's a safety improvement, and it's a fire code improvement. So I put that in the LOSIP column. Storm ambulance, the replacement of the FD9 would be something that you would consider as a lease. It's not eligible for LOSIP because it's a vehicle and it's not something we would go to market and borrow money for. Same thing for the fire department. Should you so pick these, we're not locking them up. We're just saying this would be, that would be a lease. If you go with the command vehicles, that I put a highlight there because it shows that we can't use, we don't have enough in annual capital and it's not LOSIP, so it would be a lease item. Same thing with the Board of Ed, the brick and point repairs could not be LOSIP, but it could be annual capital, and the maintenance van could be something that we lease because the annual capital is looks like it's pretty much consumed with what was eligible. Town clerk, if you recall, we did skip 1 year, and this is something we really shouldn't skip. This is the preservation and maintenance of records. That's something that is not LOSIP eligible because it's more of a labor and hiring a service, but it'll be part of the annual capital. Public library, the ones in red are not items that we have enough LOSIP. We don't have enough annual capital, and some of it would not be a lease, like replacing carpets. So we'd have to have discussion of the ones in red as to what buckets they would fall in. The Wi-Fi for $30,000 is LOSIP eligible because it's improving public communication. And these are Wi-Fi and switches that would allow the public to have more access to data. The barcodes would be something that would be eligible for the annual appropriation. The two police vehicles, again, that is not LOSIP eligible, but I put it in the annual capital. But the computer server and replacement is LOSIP eligible because it's considered, quote unquote, emergency communications and improvements to emergency communications. That's LOSIP eligible. The Opera House, the $5,000, the electrical upgrade, again, would be local capital appropriation. Now, I want to take a moment on the City Hall because some of these we have to include and some are options. So the server, the financial software upgrade, and the skid loader, those three are ones that we already have to include in the appropriation because we would have normally done this in July or August. But the server and the financial software, we had to purchase under emergency. If you remember the financial software, the AS400 crashed. We had to buy a new server and we had to do the software upgrade. Otherwise, we would have shut down the city. And the skid loader was something that we purchased in 1920 with the first payment being in 2021. So those three would come off the top of the 200 right away. The payroll module upgrade is about $7,800. And that's for what Mr. Backlick presented to the alderman last week, which is to have a automated payroll system where there'll be modules and data points in seven locations where people would enter their arrival and departure time, and it would automatically go into the payroll system, eliminating the manual paper we have. Now, the alderman, we're going to go to this module. It's an add-on, but the aldermen still have to approve it. So there is a cost to this for the hardware, and that is $7,800. So we're putting that $8,000 in the capital. But the first three, the server, financial software, and skid loader are must-haves out of the $200,000. The Windows and the QuickBooks we could take out of operating if we had to. The marble panels, that is purely an estimate, folks. We do not have hard numbers on that. That's the white marbles that's on the front of the building. Well, it's on three sides of the building, actually, on Elizabeth, 34, and the parking lot. Some of those have fallen. Some have water seepage. So that's something that is an estimate. We need more engineering on that. The repair to the windows could be LOSIP eligible because that's improving a public building. The wall on Route 34, that brick wall is split in two places. You know, the question is, do we repair it or do we just patch it and wait till Route 34 gets decided? Because the widening of the road has that wall, you know, that wall would be impacted by the curbs and the streetscape that they do in that project. Now, the next three are the roofs. There's two roofs on the City Hall, lower and upper. We have prices for $8,000 and $50,000 for a 10-year repair. Or if we did a full roof replacement, it would be $270,000. Both lower and upper 10-year would be LOSIP eligible. So in short, the $251,000 that we have in the column that says annual capital appropriation is about $50,000 over from what the tax board has. The LOSIP is right in line with our appropriation, the $115,000. And then, of course, the leasing and the debt would be something that would be structured with a capital lease that the aldermen have to approve. So that's kind of, in short, where we are and the buckets we have. So the $251,000 in the annual would have to get reduced by $50,000. So some items we'd have to move or delay out of there. And then LOSIP itself, you have enough in there. And then what you want to decide for leasing and going forward.
Keith, can I just ask a quick question on lower roof and upper roof? The 8,000 and the 50,000 currently today, we have it kind of under LOSIP. But if we do the lease for the 270, that covers both roofs at a longer than 10-year rate, right?
Yes, sir. And we do both roofs with a 30-year warranty.
Okay. I'm gonna throw a few things out there. I noticed we have quite a few members on here. And just try to rescue and get a priority. Commissioner Parker, I know we have spoken, and Rescue Engine 16 is probably going to be more of a need, but would you feel comfortable in maybe the four command vehicles not coming before us this year and moving out a year if we could?
Thanks for the opportunity here, Charlie. The bottom line is the engine 16 is a 1992. The wheels are just about coming off of it. It's a primary first line of engine. So that one is absolutely needed. And the rescue, which would replace engine 11, and also the rescue truck, which was $800,000 standalone. We were able to combine these two. So that, you know, that goes towards the whole plan of saving them $1.6 million over the next 10 years. And then, you know, the next truck we have to worry about is the ladder truck in 2035. So those, to me, are absolutely necessary to keep the fire department going. The command vehicles, although, and I know we had a great conversation, and I know you understand my sentiment towards that, but we'd be willing to, you know, I mean, just look at the numbers. It's easy to see where we are with numbers. So command vehicles can certainly be put off, but you know, I would say not forever.
Understood. And I actually want to commend the fire department and the ambulance corps for getting together and cutting back and doing what they can to save this town a significant amount of money. If we were to head down the road that we always head down and replace each vehicle as they come due, it would be extremely costly. So I commend you both of you folks for doing your due diligence and trying to help us out in these tough times.
Thank you, John.
So just to go with that, do we have anybody from the public library on? I don't see any, but so my thought, and this is just between us on the board to kick around, would be $171,000 to replace all the carpet in the public library right now is a lot of money. It doesn't lend itself to a debt structure. It does obviously doesn't lend to LOSIP, and would put our capital far over. So those first two items to me are, maybe we can find a little extra cash in the operating budget in the town to send over a steam cleaner for now and hold off a year on those two large items, because that's actually Zoom meeting here. That's Mr. Butler ordering up dinner. That's okay. As long as he's getting all of us some pizza or something. I thought I saw Chief Biggs carrying some pies around. Maybe he could stop by. But like I was saying, that those two items in and of themselves are actually, you know, $20,000 over what we can afford to spend this year out of our own pockets of what was placed in the line item. So I would ask that the members of this committee look at those two items. And make it, you know, let's make an educated decision. I wish somebody from the library was on to give us a little bit more. Upgrade existing security cameras in the library. She did talk about some of them not working all that well, and they need to be replaced. I'm going to have to, I got to be honest with you, $54,000 is a lot of money for security cameras, and if If we could actually replace them, I do the security cameras, obviously, at my work. I have over 200 cameras installed that we monitor at my work. So I would have to question that amount and like to get some more info from the library.
Can I ask a quick question, Charlie? Hang on a second. On the sheet, those items that you're mentioning are in gray. And I see that they aren't in any of the other columns. So have we already kind of have a pre-selection here?
I sat down with Keith and asked him to break this sheet out this way. I actually went and spoke to several of the heads of departments to try to find out what they could and couldn't do. And I just asked Keith if he could just highlight those so I could talk about them tonight.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The highlighted ones, and that's fine, but they're not broken out. They're not in any of those other columns. I just want to make sure I understand what I'm seeing here.
Yeah. So they weren't carried over. Okay. And that's why I'm bringing them up tonight, because we would have to find a column to put them in. As you can see, our columns are tight as they go.
They're full. Our columns are full. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I was understanding the spreadsheet. So thank you. Sorry.
Yeah. No. Nothing per se has been cut, but I think that some of these need to be looked at more seriously. And
yep.
And that's it. The opening and maintenance expenses after COVID-19, $60,000. I'm gonna have to go back. I saw Drew on here earlier.
We have $187,000 we got from the state for COVID related expenses. So if there's anything that is COVID related for opening, we have money for that for all departments. So that 59, depending on what it is, you know, it has to meet certain categories. They would be covered if it's a legitimate COVID expense, you know, like screens and countertops and whatnot.
I agree, and that's why I was going to look at Drew, but as long as you have the numbers, I'm good with that. And just going back, I do believe that we were advised that so things like the Wi-Fi, she got a grant or something for that, and the barcode scanner. So I'd like to get some more information before we even push those out. Now, what I will say for the library, though, is, and Keith, correct me if I'm wrong, because I am not the finance guy, but at this point, to go out and actually lease or be indebted with the lease, financing at this time is at low interest rates due to the economy and the feds not moving the treasury, not moving up the interest. So I would highly recommend that we've probably been putting this HVAC off like we do with all city buildings for multiple years, that we move forward with the public library HVAC upgrade at this point. Keith, do you have any?
No, that's fine. We could talk to Johnson Controls and we could talk to some other companies. For the purposes of the capital plan, you could just assign that to us, because remember, that would come back to you as a lease as the alderman. So for the sake of, you know, you could have it not in the 190 or the 200,000, not in LOSIP, but you could tell us to go structure a financing for it and we could go do that. And I'll come to the alderman outside of the capital plan. Right. And then we add it to the plan, because the first payment would be next year, not this year.
Okay. And I mean, after that, the only other thing I see that we can do is try to, when it comes down to City Hall, if we go from LOSIP, take the 8,000, take the 50,000, do the roof a one-time replacement, because I don't think we're moving anytime soon to a new building on it. The mayor hasn't spoken to me about that, and I haven't spoken to Drew about that. So I'm going to go back to old school and say, you know what? We do a great job of neglecting our property. Let's just get it done right and get it done the first time. That would free up $58,000 per se in the LOSIP that, I don't know, maybe somewhere down the road, another project pops up that we would have money for. But that's just my opinion. So the rest of you guys on this board, going through these items, we're still going to need to cut when it comes to the actual annual capital funding, because we're at 200,000 and right now that column's at 251. So
keeping in mind of the 200,000, 55 of it's going to be consumed with the server, the financial software, the skid loader, and the payroll module upgrade. Those four items equal 55. So it leaves you 145.
I would ask that, and Drew, and maybe Keith, you're speaking for City Hall, but obviously let's take the QuickBooks out and out of a line item for next meeting. I'm sure we can find $400, and if not, see Mr. Butler, he always has like a lot of money in his back pocket, so maybe he'd be willing to donate to help offset that $400 cost. Thank you, Jeff.
What about moving the replacement of the marbles out, and we get a hard estimate on that from engineering? We can move the Windows 10 into the computer expenditure line and then just leave the other four. How about, what's people's feelings on that for City Hall? So the Windows 10 we'll take out of technology because we have money in there. And then the marble panels, we really should get an engineer estimate and then put a number when we know it's a real number in there.
I would 100% agree with that. And I think it's going to be worse than we think. Yeah.
We
need to replace that whole facade. I mean, I go by there just about every day. I look at those panels and those are extremely, I mean, I'm granted when the building was built in 72, it was probably the most beautiful thing going, but now it's nothing but a liability and a hazard to anybody walking on that sidewalk.
I agree.
All right, so if we do that, that leaves 235. We have to get that number to 200,000 in that first column D for annual capital. Electrical repair could go to LOSUP. We could move that 5,000 for the Opera House over to LOSUP. Everyone okay with that?
I'm good with that.
That's fine.
Joe, Judy, Mr. Butler?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Yep.
The barcoding scanner, that was $36.75. I mean, we could leave it in there, or you think you said there was maybe a grant. We could go back to her on that.
To find out that in the Wi-Fi, I thought she stated that she had a grant that would cover those two.
All right, so let's just say move that out of there for now, out of annual appropriation.
Make it yellow or something so it doesn't.
Then we just, town clerk, we skipped the year. We want to keep that. The Board of Ed, the point and brick is to stop water intrusion. And the only other thing is the $5,100 for painting of the foyer at the senior center.
Mr. McElrady, could I just chime in real quick?
Sure.
We had discussed, as we did last year, the possibility of using some of the income from outside sources that have paid for the rental, for lack of a better word, of our police cars on road jobs. Have we abandoned that idea?
No, we could still do that. I just did not put that in here without, you know, vetting and having everyone agree to that. But last year, if you want to use 70 grand, I mean, that's what we used, right, lose last year, right, Scott? I think it was 70 grand.
Yeah, the current number as of 3 weeks ago is 60,330 that has been brought in through use of those cars.
So what the deputy chief is referring to is let's say the new number under the annual capital, the way we have it now, is 227. Okay, that's the four City Hall items. Well, three City Hall items. One's Public Works, the two police vehicles, the town clerk's 20 grand, and the Board of Ed's 57,000 for bricks and painting of the foyer at the senior center. That comes to a total of 227. What we did last year is because we have, I'll say, revenue that just comes in for the use of those police vehicles, not the labor and not the markup for the admin fees for payroll, for finance to process payroll, whatnot. If we take the 227 and less 60, let's just say 60,000, you know, because we know we have that, that's a bird in hand. We're at 167 net for capital. That's good. That's below the 200. So I guess for the commission's sake, do you want to continue that practice where we, you know, that money just was not being offset. It was just going to the bottom line. If we acknowledge the revenue offset the expense side by 60, then we have 167 and the appropriation was 200. Is everyone okay with continuing that practice?
I don't have a problem with that. The only, my only problem is, and Deputy, correct me if I'm wrong, but that I know the police department, I know they're talking about replacing the computers and their servers, but I wouldn't want to drain that account. And I would leave some leeway in there, because when it comes to computer systems, especially at the police department, I'm sure there's a few other things that are going to be upgraded. But correct me if I'm wrong, Deputy, if you want us to drain that account, or you have, you know, other needs that might fall under an emergency over the next 6 months.
Well, obviously, as everyone probably knows, the amount that actually going forward for the in-car cameras, the body cams, I mean, we're talking closer to, you know, 150, 200,000. The actual, whether or not our in-car computers need to be upgraded, from the last two meetings we've had with vendors, it does not appear to be the case. So I think as far as that upgrade, it will not be necessary. The other part of it is going to be a much larger discussion when we get our final numbers going forward. But as you mentioned, just one thing also, Mr. McLiberty, regarding the LOSIP money under that computer server replacement of $18,175. Is this where that money is coming from? Because if you recall, we were granted emergency permission to expend that money last month, and it has already taken place. So
yeah,
was that...
Yes, that we'll book that as a LOSIP project once this gets adopted and seek reimbursement. So yes.
Okay.
So now, Mr. Sampson, just to help with that concern, we would only be recognizing 60,000 of the revenue, which is year to date. You still have a second half of the year for road jobs to generate more revenue for the use of the vehicles, and if we leave the 167 as is, that gives you 30,000 in the current year capital appropriation unappropriated, where if an emergency pops up or there's other expenses, you have room as a board to add to the capital plan for up to 30,000. So it's appropriated, but not earmarked. But we also...
Why take out the whole 60 though that we have so far, roughly? Why not just take out what our delta is, which would be about what, 27,000 to get to our 200,000?
Well, because the only thing I would say that, Judy, is the process or the practice we did was we recognized the use of vehicles, what we build, we've recognized that as the offsetting revenue. If we start taking portions of it, we're just really, so we're going to take 30% or 50% of what we generate from revenue. So what we did last year was we just took a hard number, which was associated with a billing that we actually got revenue for.
I don't understand the delicacies of the accounting actually thing. So yeah, I mean, I know you got to do what you got to do, so I'm just saying.
No, I was kind of on the same path, Judy.
What we have left over every year is going to absolutely match some invoice or some expense. It seems like we need more like of a fund or something for this to spill over in. And we could say it can only be used for vehicles, for example. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How about we just take 30 of the 60 and that puts you at 197? Is that fair? Because the rest of it's just going to drop to the fund balance at the end of the year anyway, what we don't use for the vehicles, for revenue from the use of the vehicles.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I like that.
Mr. Butler? You good with that, Mr. Butler?
You're on mute, Mr. Butler.
He's got a new computer. He's figuring it out.
Let's presume he's all set. So the annual capital appropriation from the tax board is now earmarked, and that's also using $30,000 of revenue from the billables for use of police vehicle. So column D is all set. Column E, LOSIP. Fire doors, LOSIP eligible. For storms, is not. Fire Department is not. Board of Ed is not. Public Works is not. That would be a lease. Town Clerk is not. The Wi-Fi and the scanners, I'm parking there because if she doesn't have a grant, but if she has a grant, it would come out of there. Police Department, the computer server replacement is eligible. Emergency communication. The Opera House is, it's an improvement to a public building. The windows would be eligible. The wall would be eligible. And then, I'm sorry, Mr. Sampson, is the board's intent not to do the $50,000 and the $8,000 for us to price out the $270,000? Is that where we were going?
Well, my thought is that at this point in time, with interest rates being so low, that we might as well do this right the first time and take the $8,000 and the $50,000 out of there and just lease the $270,000.
Okay.
Do the whole roof. That's my thought.
Is everyone okay? You're okay with that? We'll come back to you, of course, with the structure and the roofing company and bid it and all that.
Right.
Judy and Mr. Butler, you good with that?
Makes sense, yeah. The interest the way it is. With our change in administration, the interest rate's probably not going to stay low forever, I'm guessing, so.
Butler, every answer you give, Mr. Butler, is going to be yes, because you're muted. We can see you talking, but we can't hear a darn thing.
Okay, so now we're in column F. And this is...
All right, can you hear me now, Charlie?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
So column F and G are where leasing or debt would fall. Now, this is up to you. I'm just telling you what's in the column. You guys decide how you want to proceed. Replacement FD9 would be a multi-year lease. Replacement of engine 16, multi-year lease. The Board of Ed new van, lease. Rack and body truck for Public Works, lease. The HVAC upgrade repair would be a lease, or like we did with Johnson Controls. Full roof replacement would be a roof lease like we did at the firehouses and whatnot. And that would equal $881,852 that would fall into the lease category for this 2021 alone.
What's in the budget for lease?
Nothing, because you would actually start, we'd run the debt schedules, and then these first payments, we could either do a payment this year or a payment next year, like you always do a year in arrears, but we'll get you that so you understand the impact for next year. Keeping in mind, whatever impact it gets added to next year would drive the budget. So we would have to run these, get quotes, so everyone's fully cognizant of what the impact is in year one.
Where are we roughly, though? I mean, we always have a lease number in there.
Well, you have multiple.
Yeah, but what's the total of that?
You have, give me 30 seconds.
And some of those may be coming off.
You have 80. $350,000 is what your lease payments are now. You have turnout gear for $30,000, the second turnout gear for $85,000, the highway truck lease for $123,000, the fire truck lease for $103,000. That's what you have right now. So any of these would be added to that.
So we'd end up with over $1 million in leases.
No, because, well, total would be the value, but you would then divide it by, some of these would be five, some of these would be 10 years. So if you take the $270,000 for the roof replacement for the hall, it theoretically could be $30,000 a year.
Oh yeah, right. So this is the total lease value of it, not okay.
Right.
Okay. Never mind. Yeah.
So Keith, as you say, that our current lease payment per year is approximately $340,000, and this would add, I'm just rough estimate, between a 5 and a 10 year, probably another $100,000, $120,000. We could do the math, but we can get that report before we make a decision on this finalization. And well, also, I'm sorry.
No, go.
Go ahead, sir. Once again, obviously we're going to incur debt, but we have to spend money to make money. And I just want to make sure that, you know, if this report turns out that, you know, now our lease payment for the next 5 years, let's say, is $450,000 a year. You know, we identify the you know, where this is coming from, and hopefully new revenue that offsets some of that.
Yeah. And the other thing would be, what is the lease schedule, you know, of that, that Keith mentioned, how much of that is ready to run out or we're almost complete? Because those weren't leases put on last year. Those payments have been going on and on at different schedules, right?
Yeah. And some were new, some were new in the last 2 years. What you could do is you adopt the capital plan with the what's in column D and E, right? Because those would happen and they're time sensitive, because without a plan, we can't go forward with anything. We're already halfway into the year. And then the leases would be added to the plan once the leases get approved by the alderman. So let's say we come back to you with all these leases with a total cost and amortization schedules. And you want to cherry pick some of these or do all of them, you could add them to the capital plan, because there's no money that's going to be expended in the 2021 budget. It would be budgeting for 21-22.
So
you could adopt the plan with D&E as we presented, charge us to go get leasing structures for what's in column F, come back to you, and then you would just modify the capital plan by adding these items, but they're really going to be added in 21-22 with the first payments.
Yeah.
That actually sounds like a plan for the plan.
It's a good plan. So what's, okay, so we got a lease column and we have a debt column.
Yeah, so the only thing with the debt would be if we went to referendum and we were borrowing it. So for example, if we said, okay, look, we're going to do the library for 260, we're going to take the roof replacement for 270, you know, that puts us over $500,000, and we have four or five other things. Let's go to a referendum and borrow the money in the market. That's what that would be. But right now, we're not going to do that, because we're going to do lease structure for the HVAC and lease structure for the roof. So that column goes to zero for debt.
I got you. Okay. So this was an or kind of thing here. We could do this. Correct. We could do that. Okay. Perfect.
Correct.
Sounds good.
So what I would suggest, if you're okay with what's in D&E, adopt the plan as presented tonight, with, and then adopt it, vote on it, send it to the alderman. Then I would do a separate motion to authorize finance to present leasing options for FD9, Engine 16, Board of Ed van, rack and body truck for public works, HVAC at the library, and roof replacement at City Hall. Then once we come back to you with that, since it wouldn't have an impact on the 2021 budget, you can adopt an amended plan to include whatever items from that list you so want to choose to add once we have the financing structures presented to you.
Yep. I like it.
All right. So Keith, why don't you say the wording and I'll say so moved and make the motion. The only thing I would ask is, obviously we can't update the spreadsheet because it's a PDF file
that's
being shown. Okay.
I'm doing it right now. I'll send it to Mark right now. So hold on.
Yeah. And if Mark could just get it out to, all the department heads that put in, so that they can actually see what our plan is and where we're headed.
Is there any way in hell we could send this out horizontally? I literally have a click in my back trying to read this thing sideways.
Leave it as an Excel spreadsheet so we can play with the numbers.
Mark, I'm going to send this to you. I'm sorry. Mark, I'm sending this to you right now with these columns adjusted.
Commissioner Parker.
I just want to be sure we're clear on, for the fire department, when you said engine 16, it's actually two apparatus that represents. That's a rescue engine plus engine 16. That's what we've been talking about all along. It's not one piece, it's two.
Right.
Whatever that word is there is what we're referring to.
Understood. Thank you.
All right. So, Mark, I sent that to you. I'm sorry. So the motion would be, as he's sending that out to you guys, we're posting it, to adopt the 2021 capital plan as presented, which would include low annual budget appropriation of 197,000, which is the total of 227 offset by revenue from police vehicle billables of 30,000 and LOSUP totaling 66,123. That's the motion for the capital plan. Then we'll have a second motion on authorizing.
Well, let's get through this one first, Keith. So I'll say, as presented by Mr. McLivity, that motion so moved. Any seconds?
I'll second it, Charlie.
Thank you, sir. Any discussion on that motion? All Charlie, in favor?
Can I just do it quick, what's in there so everyone knows? The annual capital would be the painting of the foyer at the senior center, the pointing of the bricks at Bradley School, the town clerk's 20,000 for preservation of records, two police vehicles, the server, the financial software upgrade, public works skid loader, the payroll module for 80,000. That's in the annual appropriation. Under LOSUP would be the new fire rated door at the senior center. The Wi-Fi and the barcode scanner will leave in there, but if she gets a grant, it's no harm, no foul. The computer server replacement for the PD, the electrical for the Opera House, the repairs to the window at City Hall, and money reserved for the repair of the wall. That's what's in LOSUP.
If you said public works skid loader, that's wrong, right?
No, that's right. You got a skid loader, but the first payment is due this year, so we have to budget for that.
Oh, okay.
Any other discussion?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Is Gary on the meeting? Are you on there, Gary? Gary, there you are. I see you. Get the right glasses on. I had talked to Keith. I think Keith forgot because Keith is not a, I don't know. Do you have a dog, Keith?
No.
See, that's why. So I had asked Keith, and I sent him actually an email about the dog park. There's some improvements that are required over at the dog park. And he was going to ask you, but I know he's been very busy.
No.
He was going to ask you if that's something you guys could just do from over Public Works, or if we would have to have money.
Gary's not in charge of Public Works anymore.
Oh, so I probably should be asking Ed then.
Yes.
Gary's been gone for a while.
If it means we can get another fire truck, we'll go. The fire department will go do that.
That's an idea. I got the wrong guy. That was very embarrassing. Never mind.
That was another life, Julie.
I actually got the number two. Joe DiMartino is sitting here. I'm sure he could put that on his to-do list.
You sit over there at Public Works. I'm still there. Joe, do you think that's something I would try to have to put in here somehow? I don't think it's much, but there's some kind of important repairs required over at the dog park.
Yeah, we'll talk to Ed about it, and the three of us will get together and see what we can do.
Okay.
But that would be more operating budget, Judy, not so much capital.
Oh, I don't know. There's a couple of things I was thinking of doing over there that would be more, not so much. The gates would be operating, but together and talk to me about it so we can kind of get it squared away before the nice weather starts.
Judy, let's talk offline about this. I got some ideas. We have got some ideas.
There's a dog right there.
Maybe we can keep Commissioner Parker happy by adding more fire hydrants. The dogs would be happy and the fire department would be happy.
So you used to do public works, right, Gary? Defend me here.
I was in public works for a number of years.
Okay. All right. I feel somewhat better.
any more discussion on the motion in front of us?
No, not me.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And any abstains? Thank you. All right, Keith, that first one passed.
Okay, the second motion would be to authorize finance to obtain financing for the following items, multi-year financing for the following items. Replacement of FD9, rescue engine and engine 16, new van for the Derby Board of Ed, rack and body truck for Public Works, replacing the HVAC at the library, and the roof replacement at Derby City Hall, and report back with that to the capital planning and alderman at a subsequent date.
I'll move that motion as read by Mr. McLiverty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Joe DiMartino. Any discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman, the roof includes also the marble panels, correct?
No, we have to get pricing on that, Judy. We don't know that.
Okay, so do we just know how we will finance that then, or?
Well, when we get the real number, we could decide what we're going to do. It could be a LOSUP. Remember, you're not using all of the LOSUP appropriation this year.
Okay, so to be determined. Okay.
Correct. Just for purposes of transparency, once the leasing numbers are obtained and presented, the board can amend the capital plan and add these items because there'll be no cost impact in fiscal year 2021. Just so everyone understands, you know, it could easily be added. There's not going to be a fight for the money once the board agrees of it.
Yep. And I'd just like to add my two cents into this. And also I would be remiss if I didn't mention or thank Dr. Conway and Mark Izzo. I know, sir, you've been asking for this $57,000 for many years to get Bradley School fixed. And once again, you know, this is more about Derby making sure that, you know, doing what we can with what we have and trying to move things forward. So thank you for holding off. And I'm kind of glad we got you caught up this year with this.
We appreciate it. Thank you for consideration.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Is there any more discussion on this motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none, motion carries. So I think we're good for tonight, Keith, right?
Yes, sir. And then this will be forwarded to the alderman for their next meeting to adopt it formally.
Excellent. Mr. Butler, would you like to address item number 6, adjournment?
I move that we adjourn.
A second on that?
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna say all in favor and aye. Thank you everybody for participating tonight.
Thank you, Charlie. Meeting,
thank
Charlie.
You.
Appreciate Good it. Job, Charlie.
Thank you very much.
Thank all you, time. Everyone.
6:49 p.m.